going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You had to play combinations that are different than what you're having to do now. Right now, what do they need more of? Offense or defense, Joe?
They need offense. They can't score.
So when you're playing specialists, like, and I'm not trying to pick on it, but these were the combinations at times. Looney and GP2 and Draymond. That's three non-shooters.
This is similar to what we were talking about in the Lakers series a couple years ago. The Draymond Green, Kevon Looney combinations just wasn't working. Right, and what killed them in that series, honestly, was Jordan Poole. They needed someone else to score because Klay wasn't giving you anything. It felt like it was all on Steph at all times. If you didn't have a Steph game, you were losing that series. And obviously, Lonnie Walker was the guy that stepped up for the Lakers there. And in the Minnesota game, hell, Jaden McDaniels was that guy yesterday. He was stepping up, hitting some big shots when they needed him most. Big shots for Jaden McDaniels.
Joe,
Every time he hits a three, he was 3 or 4 yesterday, they just felt like killers. It's like, God, that guy's hitting it. Because I know Anthony Edwards is going to drive to the cup. I know Julius Randle, he wasn't really hitting from beyond the arc, but he was getting to the lane whenever he wanted. Little spin moves on Jimmy, spin moves on Draymond. And it felt like if he gets a step ahead of you, it's night-night. Not that he's the fastest guy, he's just bigger than everyone else out there. And that's another thing in the series, Joe. The youth. It's going to come back to that. Something we just have to keep talking about because we talked about it before the playoffs started. And we're going to continue to talk about it. The youth of the other teams compared to the Warriors. Yes, they're more experienced, the Warriors. They're top-heavy, though, when it comes to Steph, Dre, and Jimmy. They have a lot of experience. They do. But it's the other guys that don't. And that's when it rears its ugly head, when those guys get exhausted, and you're going to rely on the younger legs. Minnesota can rely on their young players, because they're the best players, too. Anthony Edwards.
Mm-hmm.
What, 23? Julius Randle. McDaniels in his 20s. Julius Randle, 30, but in his prime right now. Mm-hmm. Rudy Gobert, he's 32, but he looks spry. He looks fine.
No, he's fine.
He's fine. Like, Mike Conley's their oldest player, and you know what? He's doing what an old player does. He's doing that Chris Paul thing. He's picking and choosing his spots, and he's a high IQ player at the end of the day, and he's going to make the winning basketball
They don't
plays.
Have enough offense to expose a guy like Mike Conley right now. And look, there's a lot on Pajemski's plate, right? And I see everybody criticizing him. And I'm not here to make up excuses. The guy has not played well, all right? He's missed a lot of shots. But I also, like, I'm not here for the Warriors' playoff chances have been destroyed by a 22-year-old. It's like, come on, you guys.
It's the same thing we were talking about with Kuminga. Like, when they were down big in that Rocket series. Oh, JK, he had his chance.
That doesn't mean he's playing well, and that doesn't mean I'm caping up for him. Like, Pods isn't playing well. He has to hit shots. He's replacing Steph Curry right now as the primary ball handler and then also as a guy in that opening lineup who can space the floor as a shooter. We're talking about one of the greatest players of all time. It's too much of an ask. So that's why I look at others, meaning, yes, Pods needs to play better, but Draymond needs to also play better. And Buddy Hield needs to play better. And other guys outside of them, GP2, Kevon Looney, they all need to play better. But I want to get into just Draymond in particular. This team comes and goes. With Steph off the floor, if Draymond is going to be a non-factor, we're done. We are done. And he needs to look in the mirror. And my personal opinion, this series is really shaping up for him. If they lose the way that I think that might go down, I think he's going to come out of this with a lot of the burn that Klay Thompson got coming out of that Lakers series a couple years ago.
Oh,
meaning the way the fan base, it felt like, turned on him. And it's not fair, but it's just what this fan base does. And it kind of drives me nuts. They look for someone to blame in every single series that doesn't go their way. It's Paul's fault. It's Kuminga's fault. It's Draymond's fault. It's Clay's fault. It's Jordan Poole's fault. It's like, guys, a variety of guys need to step up and play better. No, it's not just one. Yes, Dre is highly compensated, Hall of Famer, who has had now, again, 43 times in his career. I couldn't believe this stat. More turnovers than field goals made in a playoff game. Number one all time in the NBA.
That's actually an incredible stat. Oh, my God.
43 times he has had more turnovers than field goals made in a playoff game. Okay. Now, we know that he brings more to the table than just scoring, but we need him to do more scoring right now. And then the live ball turnovers in this last game were devastating, especially the early first quarter ones. They've been devastating. They need a better version of Draymond. They need a better version of Buddy Hield. They need a better, and Buddy took a horrible shot late in that game. Just felt like he rushed it. They did not need a three at that point. There was 13 seconds on the shot clock. There's just, it was driving me nuts. Pods needs to be better. They need something from Moody or GP2. One of those two has to do something. And then they need a better version of Kevon Looney. He was hacking guys, hacking Randall with an and-one, hacking Gobert, not boxing out, not getting rebounds. I understand it's a tall task. Quinn Post has been a big donut, big zero.
He's gotten 3 minutes last game. He's just not playing in the series.
Exactly.
Right,
I would go with Trayce Jackson-Davis a little longer. He's going to make mistakes, yeah, too.
That was a head-scratcher for me, too. Only 11 minutes for TJD, who I thought, out of the gate, he looked like he was up for the assignment. Like, it's going to be difficult, right? You're going up against Rudy Gobert. Guy's going to be going to the Hall of Fame for DP. POIs, multiple time all-star. This is your first like action in the playoffs, like legit action in the playoffs. It was tough, man, but 11 minutes, I would expect more TJD and obviously Jonathan Kuminga, who probably should be a starter tonight. And 888-957-9570 is the number. He needs to be.
If he's not a starter tonight, I'm questioning what we're doing. Because, like, are we going to ride the hot hand? He's clearly the matchup and the hot hand. Like, what are we doing here? Like, no one is saying you got to give him $50 million and you got to, he's a superstar. No, but he's going to help you win this game. You're not winning tonight without a JK performance.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Oscar Stockton. Good morning, Oscar. How are we feeling about Saturday's loss?
Hi. You know, my thing is that I'm not upset like you guys. I'm upset then, but it's the playoffs. You know, and everybody started calling, bashing Draymond, bashing Kaczynski. It's the playoffs. We lost by 5 points. And with the way the rest of the team did not play, I'm not mad because I know it's a series. I know it's a series. It's a seven-game series. Okay, we lost by 5 points. Okay, did you see Kaczynski 1-for-10? He's not going to play like that again. Draymond had a horrible game. We understand that. But we need defense. Our defense let us down a little bit. Our offense was not there. I understand that. But people got to stop giving up so damn soon. It's a seven-game series. We lost. Okay, they did what they're supposed to do. They came and they won. Anthony Edwards had 28 points in the second half. I tweeted out, Gary Payton, that's my boy. That's my folks from the town. But he needs to stop being so friendly. He killed Gary that other night. He killed him. And if you're going to be out there for defensive purposes, you need to be putting your body on him and stop picking people off the ground. And if you see from the second point on, that will start going crazy. I mean, if we stop him for the whole series until that point, if we don't allow him 28 points in the second half, we win the game.
Oscar, so he's also he's a matchup nightmare. And GP2's a little too small for him. He's also a superstar. Superstars do explode in the playoffs in second halves. Did you see what Steph did last series? Like that is what they do. And I know we want to like hold him down, but he can't get 28. No, but that's what the great ones do.
He's not that great. Wait. Who are calling him great already? He haven't did anything. Okay.
Thanks, Oscar. But I'm not discussing.
I'm
the
not
greatness
saying
of
he's one
Edwards.
Of the greatest players to ever play the game. But if you don't think Anthony Edwards is a special, special player, I don't know what you're watching.
We're literally talking about him as the future face of the NBA, and he's well on his way for beating LeBron, Luka, then Steph and Jimmy. Like that's the reality. And I know Steph hasn't really played much in this series, but like we're talking about Anthony Edwards as one of the young stars in this league. Like, yes, you can use the word greatness potentially with him.
He's pretty special.
He's special.
He's pretty special.
It out there.
I mean,
like, He hasn't even had a full-on Anthony Edwards game because his first half last game was still a stinker. And you look up at the box score, what did he finish with? 13-28, massive three-point shots in the fourth quarter, 36 points. He let all score 36 points? And we're saying, yeah, he was there. Please.
He can knife through defenders, finish off foot, off hand, whatever he needs to do.
That was the scary part for me, Joe, real quick. Those shots started falling for him. Those ones driving to the red lane that weren't going in the first half, the second half now, he's starting to get it going. He's feeling it.
No, yeah. He's a ridiculous player. And when the outside shot is falling, he's almost unguardable.
Unguardable. And it's not like he's 6'6", 6'7", he's 6'3", but the hops. I mean, oh my goodness.
He's strong.
He's strong.
He's so strong, and he understands how to spin the ball off the backboard. No, he's a very good player. The other part is that you can't just run a double at him because they have Gobert, which is the lob threat. You can't just run a double at him because they have Julius Randle opposite him who can hit a midi, right? And so if you run doubles at him, you're going to have on that back end, on the 4-on-3 on the back end, you're going to have all these, you know, these disadvantages where guys are just guarding someone that they can't guard. Julius Randle right now is a problem. Anthony Edwards right now is a problem. So it's pick your poison. That's why, to me, it's Ant can get his. I got to stop Julius Randle.
I don't know why it's so hard for fans, and I get it. We do this as fans. It doesn't matter. Oscar and Stocks is
well,
not the first.
Well, we can't tip our cap to a great player?
Like, why? It has to be what we didn't do, not what they did all the time as a fan. And I get it. That's how you rationalize as a fan. It's like, oh, we're better. We're still better than them. You know, sometimes you just walk into against greatness. That's what happens. Like, there's a reason at the end of the game. Hey, there's no Stephen Curry. Anthony Edwards took over that game. When it mattered most, he was the one that's taking it over.
Yeah.
That's what superstars do in big spots in
their prime.
Let's not act like he wasn't in the Western Conference Finals last year. They went to Game 7. In Game 7, they were down 20 against the defending champs, Denver Nuggets. And they won the game because of him. He was the reason.
You don't have to win me over.
I know.
I'm pretty aware of how great he is.
It's okay to give the other team credit there. And you know what? It was a close game late. Great players rise to great moments and great occasions, and that was Anthony Edwards on Saturday.
The truly great players can have a stinker half and completely erase it.
Steph does it all the time. And that's what opposing fan bases, you know what they say? That's Stephen Curry.
Well, and what sucks for the Warriors, it felt like they had firepower at the end, whether it was Gobert, Randle, or Ant Edwards, and the Warriors just completely ran out of gas, whether it was Jimmy Butler, Jonathan Kuminga, or the rest of the offense. It just, final 6 minutes, They were hanging on for dear life, and they just could not get a set to run a proper play to save themselves.
Let's get into this on the other side. The Jimmy Butler, Jonathan Kuminga tandem, could that potentially be the key to the rest of this series? Those two players. I want to get Jimmy's thoughts on it, JK's thoughts, and the head coach's thoughts. Steve Kerr, will hear from him on the other side. And don't forget, we are giving away a pair of tickets to the Golden State Valkyries game next Wednesday. Again, that's next Wednesday. The 21st. So next Wednesday, home game, the 21st, Valkyries at Chase Center. And that's going to be during the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to give away a pair of tickets there. So the 8 o'clock hour. More tickets, though, are available at Valkyries.com. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Valvoline. Memorial Day weekend is almost here. Swing by Valvoline Instant Oil Change and make sure your vehicle is road ready. No appointment. Stay in your car. Done in about 15 minutes. Visit BayAreaOilChange.com for locations and coupons.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Like, you know, like any Michael Jackson album, like Bad, right? You go down the list. And then I put that this one. Listen, you can't say that about a lot of albums. Like, I could really, like, maybe 10 all time for me that I go to. Although my musical repertoire is not very good compared to probably some others, like yourself. But this is absolutely up there for me. Absolutely.
I'll never forget when the album came out. It finally got released, and it was a big-time smoke session that day. Let's just call it that.
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Oh, bro. That was back in the day where you had to wait and you on a Tuesday, and you had to wait, and you had to go to Tower Records and go, you know, get the album and come back to the house and listen to it. Oh, my gosh.
Probably a lot of Warriors fans were doing Saturday night after that loss, 102-97, as Minnesota leads 2-1 now.
You know what I needed after that loss? I needed E-Dog's 4-foot bong, where someone else would have to light it because I would have to be on the other end of the bong on the top of the couch.
When you keep saying E-Dog, you're obviously referencing your homie, but I'm still thinking of, like, Evan Giddings, who may or may not have a 4-foot bong. I don't know.
Can we just E-Dog. I love E-Dog. The real E-Dog, as in Eric Bellotto. Okay. Evan Giddings is not an E-Dog.
No, he is. I gave him that nickname. I gave it to him at the station. He is 95.7 The Game's E-Dog.
There's only one E-Dog.
No, there's not. There can be multiple E-Dogs, all right? E-Money. You like that one? By the way, this week on the Morning Roast.
Shout out Nagoya.
We're going to be giving you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Golden State Valkyries Wednesday game, the 21st, next Wednesday, the 21st at Chase Center. Be locked into the Roast during the 8 o'clock hour. You got the sounder ready, Carter? You got the sounder ready? You're going to be hearing the sounder somewhere in the 8 o'clock hour. And then you're going to be the fifth caller, and you can score a pair of tickets to the Valkyries game on the 21st, next Wednesday at Shea Center. More tickets are available at Valkyries.com. Again, you're going to hear that in the 8 o'clock hour, then I'll give you the contest line, and then you could do it. Until then, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. All right. There were some positives on Saturday. Now, you lost the game, so we're not. This isn't the Capri Suns and Orange Slices. You lost the game. But Jonathan Kuminga was freaking incredible. Can we not? I don't want to underscore this enough. Like, because you're back in action today, and if you lose tonight, the series is all but over. I don't care if Stephen Curry comes back.
They can win. I do believe there's a path. I told you guys.
They can.
That, like, everyone thought it was just, you know, curtains. And look, the last game, they ran out of gas. And so people are, they don't have enough firepower. Yeah, you ended up being right. That's the most obvious thing to say, is they don't have enough firepower. But there is a blueprint in how they could win a game.
The defense has been good.
The missing element is someone else needs to hit a three.
Well,
they've got to hit more threes. I'm not trying to be Mr. Captain Obvious, but no, someone's got to score.
It was a historically bad three-point performance for them. So much so that it hasn't been done in over a decade plus, and two decades if we're going playoffs.
The last time.
It wasn't even the 0-for for me, Joe. 0-for-5 in the first. It was the five attempts. That's it. This is 2025.
But look who they're playing.
This isn't 1995 anymore.
Do you want GP2 shooting?
You gotta be. If you're playing,
I'm just asking.
Yeah, if you're playing 26 minutes, you gotta have more than four attempts.
Okay. Do you want Draymond Green shooting threes?
Yes, more than one. He had one attempt.
No, I understand.
Was
but what I'm saying is
10 in the first game. Can you give me that?
You know, Pods hit one.
One of four.
It's
It's not good enough.
And when you're not shooting the ball well, you're more reluctant to shoot.
And Jonathan Kuminga, he had like one late, which didn't really account. So like he was 3 of 4 overall. But like even he needs to attempt more 3-point shots at this point. Like everyone, you cannot have at the end of the game 10 of 23. You're a 3-point shooting team, Joe. You're not an ISO 1-on-1 team. That can't happen.
But they were getting good looks in the paint when they were working it. So I understand. Like I think people look at the box score and they say one thing. At halftime, what were you thinking? Because I know what I was thinking. Dude, if we just knock down a couple of outside shots, we could win this game.
I thought Minnesota, yeah. Like, there was two halves of what I was thinking, right? I was like, okay, like this could be a blueprint for a win for the Warriors, what they're doing tonight, all right?
I mean, 42-42 at half, or whatever it was.
It was 42-40 at half.
Okay.
They were up by two.
Yeah, you sign up for that.
Yes, I know. It was 21-21 after first quarter.
Yeah.
That was a win.
After you got off to a slow start.
Slow start. That was a win just in and of itself.
Three of the worst. Draymond, the first possession of the game, goes flying out at Julius Randle from three, and he just walks right by him.
Yeah.
It was such a bad closeout.
So, like, that was a recipe in the first quarter. Just having it tied at the end of the first quarter, yeah. Like, that was good for the mentals overall for Warriors fans. The flip side of that was, and you look at the turnovers overall for Minnesota, they also had just some horrendous, just lackadaisical effort at times where I'm just looking at the team and was like, is this really a playoff team? Is this not like, it feels like it's game 10 of the regular season the way they're playing out there. And that's why I could see Chris Finch just going nuts. They always panned to him in his face. That guy's never smiled in his life. Now I kind of understand why him and Steiny might be really good friends. Like, he just looks like he's never smiled ever. And then I look at Steve Kerr just like, well, you know, it is what it is at times. Speaking of Steve Kerr, I want to hear from the head coach because he saw what we all saw, a fantastic performance from Jonathan Kuminga on Saturday.
Oh, he was brilliant. JK played one of the best games of his life. It was fantastic to see. And you can see how necessary he is in this matchup, especially without Steph. You know, we're having a tough time getting free. And, you know, he's obviously capable of, you know, giving us some points, getting to the rim. And I thought he was fantastic. You know, I've said it a couple times to you guys. I've just been impressed with the way he's handled things the last couple weeks, with the way he's stayed ready and put in the work, and it paid off tonight.
I mean, given the circumstances of this guy, I don't think it's that crazy to say this is one of the greatest like postseason performances I've seen from a young player. You might say, like, Joe, like, are you serious? Like, yeah, Magic Johnson as a rookie on line one, you know, some of the Steph performances we've seen as a young player, Klay Thompson. Yeah, Jonathan Kuminga was a DNP basically the entire first round. Basically. Until you needed him late in game seven and you got a start here or there. But like basically we didn't even know if this guy was going to play at all this series. He dropped 30.
I know.
30. You weren't in this game. You were getting blown out, maybe not even sniffing 80 points without JK.
And had great defensive possessions, some great rebounds.
Locked in.
Some really nice passes. I mean, he made a really nice, like, he waited for Buddy to come off of a screen and threw it to him. It could have been better. It could have been a better performance if others around him, I feel like, would have, you know, helped balance the floor for him.
So, like, that's, like, the encouraging thing I am coming out of this game is, like, okay, it doesn't have to be all on Jimmy. Like, I got someone else. Now it comes the tertiary piece.
And they played great together, which I...
Were you shocked by that at all?
No.
Everyone kept telling me that those guys can't play together. Yeah. Oh, but the sample size, I don't know.
Explain to me how like, hey, Jimmy's a sophisticated, high IQ passer. He can't play with Kuminga. Those two thoughts are incongruent.
No, the worst thought everyone kept throwing to me was, oh, well, it's just like Andrew Wiggins. And, you know, Jimmy Butler's basically Andrew Wiggins at this point. Those guys just couldn't play together. There cannot be further players.
I mean,
like
Andrew Wiggins can't dribble.
Don't compare
Andrew
those two
Wiggins
players
can't pass.
At all. Andrew Wiggins is not a Hall of Famer.
No.
Jimmy Butler's a Hall of Famer.
Look, but Wiggins is a little better on defense right now on the perimeter at this point in his career. He is.
Sure, because he's got a little bit of younger legs.
Yeah, he is. He's laterally quicker. He is. But he's not a better rebounder than Jimmy Butler.
He's not.
Situationally, he's such a better rebounder. They bring different things to the table. The guy that it's tougher to play with is not Jimmy. It's Draymond.
Draymond. Yeah.
It's Draymond. Because Draymond's the guy that doesn't need to be guarded as heavily as Jonathan Kuminga or Jimmy Butler.
I mean, I'm very encouraged with this tandem going forward. At the same time, I said this before the show, and he wanted me to bring it up. Like, it's hard for me to get super excited about Jonathan Kuminga all the time on this team because he's doing all this. Why? Stephen Curry's not in there. The moment Stephen Curry comes back to this team, unfortunately, as a Warriors fan, in the back of my mind, oh, well, there goes JK minutes. You know, because you know what happens. JK and Steph and Jimmy, well, they're on the floor together and this certain amount of time, it just doesn't happen. Like, he's getting this opportunity. I'm very happy for him and he's balling out, but it's without Stephen Curry on the floor.
But it blows my mind that we've jumped to this conclusion that they can't not jumped, because I know there's a lot of data.
I don't feel like that, but why do I feel like the moment Steph comes back, like the coming minutes are going to shrink?
They will. But like, we're too Steph reliant. He's 37 years old, right? And he's one of the greatest players of all time. No one denies that. It was a great way to play basketball for 12, 15 years. No one is saying they want less Steph Curry. I'm saying you can't incorporate a couple of things to make it work a little better for longer stretches with Jonathan Kuminga.
Can I maximize what I just saw on Saturday with Jonathan Kuminga? Can that be baked into the equation when Stephen Curry comes back? That's coaching for me.
I don't know.
Like, no, that has to be coaching at this point, or some of the other players.
But it's also on JK to understand where to be on the floor.
Yeah, but did he not look like he understood where he was supposed to be on the floor on Saturday?
Yeah, but with
everything
Steph,
was baked into the equation.
I hear you, but with Steph, this goes back to they're too Steph reliant. There's a frenetic get the ball to Steph at all costs part of the offense that is real, that I understand why they did. He's prolific. Steph isn't just good. He's prolific. He's yes. All time. But I think for his own longevity, you know, over the next couple of years, just a little bit here and there, just run some stuff that can help both of you and take a little off your plate.
Is it crazy for me to say?
I'm a little surprised that Kuminga got just iced out the way that he did.
I mean, the way he was, like, the team
completely
was
completely iced out.
But the team was winning. So, like, I do want to take a step back here. Like, the team was winning when he wasn't playing. Like, they just kept winning and winning. And you know what we were saying here? It's like, well, you know, the proof is in the pudding. The team's going to keep winning. Like, JK's not going to come out here. The moment they start struggling and they need a jolt, yeah, maybe JK will, you know, get his opportunity. He did a couple times in that first round series, but it wasn't enough. It wasn't like, you know, like he was getting like great opportunities. They were down double digits. Like, hey, JK, here's some run. You've had some success against the team in the past. Go at it. And he struggled for bits and pieces. And it's more, you know, the flashlight, if you will, shined brighter because he just has a spurt. He's not allowed to play through his mistakes. And then what happens? A lot of players or people, not players, I should say, but, you know, the texters, the callers, they're going to crush the guy because, you know, it's like, oh, he didn't do what you wanted him to do down double digits. Well, he did what you wanted to do on Saturday. And where's the people gassing him up that were all his detractors? 888-957-9570. Because it came in a loss. Wasn't his fault. Was not his fault. Jimmy Butler talking about JK's performance after the game on Saturday.
Everything. Shooting the ball when he's open, attacking, into the free throw line. It's a beautiful sight to see. But like I tell everybody, me and him can thrive together. I know how to space the floor. You know, I can tell him, hey, when I have the ball, you go here and you do this. And we talk, we listen to one another. And then he has an incredible game like tonight, and he did so many good things out there on the floor, and I know that he's going to be a huge part in us winning on Monday.
Listen, I don't know what Stephen Curry's like status is going to be going forward. When he does come back, how much that hamstring's going to be compromising him. All I know is if I have that version of Jonathan Kuminga coupled with that version of Jimmy Butler, add on Stephen Curry, yeah, I think this team can win it all. If I get that Jonathan Kuminga performance with Steph and Jimmy, They're winning it all. Now, again, Steph, his status, I don't know. Is he going to play the series?
Is there any chance he could play tonight? Do I sound insane?
Yeah, you do. He's not. Yeah,
he's
not playing today. I don't think he's going to play in Game 5. Game 6 at the earliest is going to sound like if they're down 3-1, you know, does he try to push himself back? Even if I'm Steve Kerr, maybe I was like, all right, dude, like, let's...
Joe, we're so desperate. Him down there, like, just... jogging around.
But the last thing you want, Joe, is him coming back too soon, and it's a hamstring.
No doubt.
And then then it bleeds into next year, potentially. Like, that's the last thing you want.
Of course. I'm just saying, these opportunities are few and far between.
I understand.
Right, to get into the playoffs.
I understand.
Like, next year is its own beast. Something else could happen that's outside of your control. Once you get this deep, you know, you do irrational things that make logical sense to you, even though when you step back, they're completely irrational.
Let's go to Will in Arkansas. I wonder if he has a rational take here. Will, good morning. You're on Spadoni and Chasky.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good. I'm all right.
I'm at the Andre Nicotina portion of the series. It's situation critical for me. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Shout out, Andre.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys had a heard this from Gilbert Arenas' podcast, but he basically said that the Warriors are trying to depress Kuminga's value because he didn't sign that contract.
Do you believe that? Real quick, Will, do you believe that?
I mean, can you name another player in the NBA that can get 30 points and gets DMPs?
I mean, listen, it's an interesting call. I'll say that, and thank you, Will, in Arkansas. Whenever you're gonna go to Gilbert Arenas, first and foremost, he's a great entertainer on his podcast. Yeah, I'm not that the conspiracy theories with this is just too out of bounds. The owner loves him. The owner loves him. Joe Lacob, can we all agree on that? The owner loves Jonathan Kuminga, and he was courtside loving it next to the Timberwolves owner, Alex Rodriguez, talking about winners of the weekend, by the way, A-Rod, him and Barry Bonds courtside. Incredible. So the memes were incredible. I always liked A-Rod. Hey, okay. I was always on your back with A-Rod.
There was so many people that, hey, A-Rod's the worst. And I'm like, A-Rod's the best. What are we talking about?
Okay, let me throw that to you, Will in Arkansas. Jonathan Kuminga, was it all conspiracy theory? No, all wrong? They're keeping on the bench to reduce his value. His value skyrocketed on Saturday.
Bones Highland can go get you 30, and he's at the bottom of a bench.
Thank you. Obi Toppin scored 20 over the weekend. Please. Obi Toppin.
Well, let's, you know, again, would he get 30 with Curry on the floor? Probably not.
Yeah,
right? But this goes back to how they play basketball. Dude, there absolutely needs to be some sort of middle ground, though. Like, he can play for Guy Santos. Come on. You know?
Yes.
And I like Guy, but like, come on. You know what I mean? I think the bigger issue is this.
DMP for Guy, by the way.
There are times where coaches play favorites a lot. And I'm guilty of this as a coach. You know, there are certain guys that things have happened, you know, where that kid or player has come through for you and you have a greater appreciation for what they do that goes beyond the numbers. Sometimes you roll with somebody at a particular spot that doesn't make a lot of sense to anyone but you. And you have nothing but your own gut instinct to go with it. Sometimes you feel indebted to an individual. Sometimes you see someone do something in a game and that can't get out of your head. And so every time you go to like put that person in the game, you're like, ah. I think they're going to do this. Or like the negative always pops right in. And so like every coach does this. Every coach has favorites. You show me a coach in the history of coaching at any level, they have favorites. I have felt for a long time that some of the young guys on the team are given a lot of leeway and allowed to play through lots and lots of mistakes. And some of the other young guys on the team are not allowed to. For whatever reasons, favoritism, style of play, veteran input, combination of all those things, attitude. I don't know. I don't know what ultimately leads one person to play and one person to not. But I do. There's a part of me that, like, as I'm watching Jonathan Kuminga do this, I was like, I kind of know he could be a good player. I don't know if he's a great player. I think he could be a good player. Yeah, he's frustrating at times. They'll have stinkers. But so do all the other players. Like, let's talk about Draymond Green. Forget JK for a second. Let's talk about Draymond Green. How many great games has Draymond had in all the playoff games this year?
Ooh.
This year?
I'd say a couple.
Okay.
A couple.
How many
three
stinkers?
All those other ones have probably been not great.
I'd say at least five.
Five or six.
Five?
Yeah.
Now, what if, now again, because of his resume, because of what he means to the team, what he means to the organization, how he affects winning on a variety of levels, we overlook a lot of negative.
Yeah.
Right?
We do.
A lot of negative. All right, he's earned the level of tolerance. But the reality is the conversation that every Warrior fan is afraid to have, this is Dre's not good enough right now.
Mm-mm.
And he needs to look in the mirror. He needs to play better. He needs to play better offense. He needs to be looking at the basket. He needs to play better defense. He needs to stop closing out, jumping to a guy out on the perimeter who's not a three-point shooter. He needs to control his emotions better. He needs to be a better basketball player. There is no chance, whether Steph returns or not, that Draymond Green playing this level is going to get them past the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Well, that's the frustrating part about that performance. It was coming off him like nearly trying to get himself ejected in the last game. Like that's why. And I get it. We talked about the post game comment. He doesn't want to be portrayed as the angry black man. I guess Minnesota released a statement and said, hey, they found the fan. There was another fan that they removed from the game who was throwing racial slurs at Draymond. Steve Kerr thanked the Wolves organization. So I guess the Timberwolves apologized to Draymond, and everything was all okay, and then they moved on. But that performance on Saturday, given where this team was and is right now, it's just, and I'll tell you, it was unacceptable. 2 points. Did he talk after the game, by the way, Draymond Green? Do we have any sound from him speaking after the game? He just didn't speak at all?
To defend him, he had two bad consecutive calls, foul 5 and foul 6. The tugging of the Randle jersey was terrible. Even though Scott Foster was good in this game, everyone wants to crush him. I thought he was on it. He had 2 shot clock violations that were, I mean, you want to talk about a referee on it? Those shot clock violations where the hand is still on the ball. You tried doing that.
I thought
he was good.
I mean, Tony Brothers and Scott Foster, like 1A, 1B on Warriors fans and NBA fans who like they can't stand the most are those two. But they had 2 good performances back-to-back. I don't think the officials in this series in particular have been awful at all.
No, but I do think the individual call 5, the overturn, was a bad call.
Okay.
And then his shot at the on the McDaniels drive and dunk, I thought that's a no call. That's just the way I saw it, right?
Fair enough.
But the reality is that people get way too in their feelings.
Shout out Dre.
Dre hasn't been good enough. It doesn't mean I hate Draymond. Draymond would admit that. He's a Hall of Famer. They're not going anywhere without him. We can't just... Dre, he was great in Game 7. Thank God he was as good as he was. He was great in Game 1 in this series. He hasn't been good enough.
No.
And I'm just assessing what I'm seeing. Has Pods been good enough?
No.
No. But I'm a little more gracious with Pods because he's the first real playoff run. He's making $3 million.
The only guy that's been consistently good is Jimmy Butler. He's the only one. He's the only one that's been consistently good on this team. It's why it's so frustrating why you lost that Saturday game, because he gave you a Jimmy playoff game. I can't, like, there's a really good chance, and I'm not trying to put this out into the ether. I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. There's a really good chance, like, that was your opportunity on Saturday, and you get blown the hell out tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, JK doesn't have it. He's inefficient. And are we going to get here tomorrow and say, oh, that's why you don't pay JK? No. JK gave you the game. If he doesn't do anything else in this series, he gave you that game on a silver platter.
I agree.
With Stephen Curry out, he stepped up and dropped 30. He gave you that game.
Jimmy gave
you that game. Back to back.
I mean, I think he was really good in game 2, too.
He was. Hell, he started that game 8 of 8. Here's Steve Kerr after the game talking about Draymond fouling out and his troubles on Saturday's loss.
We felt pretty strongly that the one on the, I think it was his 4th on the block, he called the block. It looked like Randle went through his chest. And so we felt pretty good about challenging it. Plus, it was his 4th. But obviously, it didn't. We didn't get the call. You know, that's part of the game. But Randle was great. Yeah, the foul trouble. And the 6th one was a tough one. That didn't feel great looking at the replay. But it is what it is. And, you know, they outplayed us in the 4th, and they deserved to win.
And that was the game right there. They kept it tight. They kept it. It was like, hey, we got Jimmy Butler. We got JK. Someone else needed to hit some shots, though, late. And it just did not happen for Golden State, where Anthony Edwards made the shots. Jaden McDaniels made the shots. Julius Randle made the shots. And they're up 2-1 with a chance to go up 3-1 and put a chokehold on this series tonight at Chase Center. Warriors live at 6 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. 7 o'clock tip with Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on the call. In the meantime, let's go to Coach Hall in San Diego. He wants to join the conversation, Joe. Talk some Draymond Green. Coach Hall, how are you feeling about Draymond Green's performance on Saturday? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Man, I don't know how I can keep defending Dray. I feel like at this point, he owes himself. He owes us as the fans. When you look at things in the totality, like, why are we even in this situation? Why don't we get the benefit of the doubt with the referees and the whistle? Why is Jordan Poole no longer here, who could have, you know, played in pod position if we needed another score and Steph went down? Like, why are all these things happening, you know? And I know it's kind of extreme to put it all on one player, but if you just sit back and look over the past three, four seasons, a lot of this stuff
going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Stuff falls on his shoulders. And for a person that has so many negatives, at least you can give us a few points. You know what I'm saying? Control your attitude. Don't make the dumb fouls. Like, I mean, Draymond, it's very hard to defend you right now, bro, but you owe yourself and you owe this fan base. You got to step up, man. It's time to have some uncomfortable conversations, because what are we paying $120 million for technical foul? More turnovers than points? Like, I'm at a loss for words, man, but I'm going to stick with him. Like I said when I called in last time, Jimmy, you drive. JK, you cut. Buddy, you spot up. Start JK. Start TJD. Maybe you bring Paz off the bench to warm up and make Dre play the point alongside with Moody. Give Moody about 3 or 4 minutes, see how he got it, and then go on from there. But I believe we're going to win tonight, all that said, and I'm just looking for Draymond to step up. Appreciate you taking my call, fellas.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, forget going backwards, because that's a little strong for me this morning. I just want to break down the game. I mean, he's had 11 turnovers in this series and only 15 assists. If you're going to be a primary, like, watch him. And again, I'm not trying to just pick on him. He's not the only one. But watch on offense as we discuss how much, movement without the ball. Dre just stands at the top of the key. And what that allows is the other team's defender who is guarding him to just sag to the middle of the key, which is the free throw line, and stand there. And so now you have a packed in the paint player at all times while Draymond is out there offensively. And when he's not taking those shots from beyond the arc and he's not hitting or any of that, it enables defenses to sag off him. So now you're playing 5-on-4 in terms of they get 5 defenders on your 4 offensive threats. All teams will struggle that way.
And Trayce Jackson-Davis, he's not a shooter. He's going to struggle. He's not in there to be scoring. Nope. So 7 points for him. He even tripled what Draymond did offensively. Like, that can happen. So, like, when you do have Draymond Green out there with Trayce Jackson-Davis, I know Jimmy can score. I know Buddy Hield can shoot the ball. And Pods, he needs to shoot the ball better. I get it.
There's no doubt.
He needs to.
There's no doubt.
But that bit of the equation, Draymond has to be a scorer out there. He has to look to score at times because he's going to have the open shots still.
But what the other guys do, I will give them credit. Like, Pods will move around without the ball. You'll see GP2 obviously cutting a lot. Guys are moving without the ball. Dre just stands at the top of the key. He needs to look at his own offensive half-court tape. And then the other part, the big thing is, he's been great defensively. No, he has not. No. Julius Randle dominated him last
triple
game.
Triple double. Julius Randle had a triple-double last game. 24 points, 10 boards,
he had moments.
Assists. He had moments. Great. That doesn't, like, you can have moments against any player.
If Julius Randle is going to win the matchup on both ends of the floor, we're losing the series.
He's been the best player. It hasn't been Anthony Edwards. I know Anthony Edwards getting all the god. He had the dunks. Anthony Edwards was sick. He was probably the closer. But the best player in this series has been Julius Randle.
I agree.
Not even close. And again, to your point, if that's the guy that's going to get off, because it's not just for him.
We're done.
Got 12 assists.
We're done.
He's being a distributor.
That's what's going to happen.
The amount of times that I saw him just do a quick pump fake in this drive-by, whether it was Jimmy, whether it was Draymond, they fell too hard for that, man.
Yeah.
You can't be falling for that.
He does the spin move. Yep. He can finish with both hands. He's got the little floater where he's fading away. And then also, he's a really good passer.
He's been fundamentally sound.
Yeah.
I've been very impressed with Julius Randle for the most part in this series. And I still think maybe that was the game. Like, he took over in the second half. I still think there's a huge Anthony Edwards game coming, and that scares the hell out of me. Jimmy Butler talking about Draymond Green fouling out and how it changed the game.
I mean, obviously, he's one of the top defenders in the world, for sure the best defender on this squad. You know, when he's out, it's just different. You don't got nobody back there that's quarterbacking the way that he does it, that can switch everything, that can get every loose ball, and that can rebound. But even whenever he does go out, we still got to be better.
Hey, Jimmy, was there anything encouraging to take out of that loss on Saturday?
Yeah, of course. That we can compete without Steph. We're still as confident as ever. You know, we're going to go back to the film, to the drawing boards, and figure it out. Come back in here on Monday and get this thing to 2-2.
I do wonder what the Warriors fan's psyche is heading into tonight's game. Like, what is it? Like, 888-957-9570, the emotions heading into tonight's game are what, Dub Nation? We've been talking about Saturday's game. We're going to pivot a little bit here in the second half of the show, Joe, to tonight's game, because I don't know what the energy is going to be like at Chase Center. I think you need to get off to a hot start. You need to get off to some sort of a lead early on in this game, because if you don't, then there's going to be, what does Bonte like to say, lemon booty? Yeah, there's going to be a lot of lemon booty at Chase Center tonight. You need to get off to a fresh start and a hot start tonight. And I think Jonathan Kuminga needs to be a part of it. He needs to be in that starting lineup. He has the juice right now.
There's no doubt. Getting back to the sequence that he's talking about, Jimmy Butler, it's the fourth quarter, 5 minutes to go. It's 84-82, all right? I wrote it down right here. Jimmy Butler gets a rebound, and he puts one back up, and that's where Randall's moving, okay? Randall's moving, and Draymond grabs the jersey, which I thought was, it should not have been, you know, overturned, but they overturn it, and so instead of an and one, you get a situation where Draymond picks up his fifth foul. It's overturned, okay? Then on the very next play, Draymond is fouling on, I thought it was a 50-50 play. I didn't think he made a lot of contact. He fouls out of the game. It's 82-85 at that point because they split the free throws. Then he hits the next free throw as they go up 86-82. And from that point on, the Warriors just couldn't catch up. And it felt like Julius Randle, rebound. Rudy Gobert, offensive foul drawn. Randle, lane violation on a free throw. Rebound again, Gobert. Rebound again, Gobert. Mm. Like, it's just, they had no answer the second Draymond went off the floor with 5 minutes to go.
And those second chance points, getting those ones, were just killers. Killers for the Warriors. Shout out to Killers, Mr. Brightside. Timberwolves, 26 second chance points to the Warriors, 14. It's the game right there.
It really is.
Second chance opportunities for Minnesota when they're a big, long, athletic team, and when they're knocking down those three-point shots, because they weren't exactly world beaters from beyond the arc, 13-34, but I guarantee, like, most of those 13 shots made off second chance opportunities,
well, their efficiency,
it killed them. The Jaden McDaniels ones kills them.
The efficiency is irrelevant if you're getting second and third chance opportunities.
Correct.
And
correct,
you end up with more three-pointers made.
Yep.
Like, look, what did I say to you before the last game? And I'm going to say it again. If the Warriors don't make more threes than Minnesota, they will not win. They're not just completely living and dying by the three ball. But that tells me if somebody else, like if they hit some threes tonight, that tells me someone else other than JK and Butler is scoring, and then we can have an opportunity to win. They need the third score.
What gives you confidence tonight that the Warriors can win this game, Joe? Let me ask you right now. What gives you confidence that this team, I know it was a
Jimmy,
tight loss.
Jimmy.
Okay.
I do believe Jimmy looks like early in the game, he was just going at the hoop. And I felt like even though he passed up a couple of shots and got them back from pods and whatnot, he felt like he was singularly focused on trying to win that game. And I don't know if they have an answer for him. Now, they did a good job defending him in the lane.
They made him work hard.
Yeah.
I'll say that. They've made him work hard. 26 field goal attempts. And that's what me, you, Bonte said on Friday. Hey,
yeah, you were right on that.
He needs to be in the 20s.
You were
at,
right.
At the very least,
right,
he needs to be in the 20s. And then someone else needs to step up. And I wasn't mad at JK getting 18 field goal attempts. Someone needed to be aggressive and score, and he did that.
He came in and took that little, like, like in the short corner, he took a big teardrop mm-hmm. shot, and I think everyone was like, "What are you? Nice
yeah,
shot!"
Exactly. It was one of those. Oh, I love it. Yeah, I hate it. I love
no,
it.
No. Yeah. Yes.
Steve Kerr talking after the game though, and this is what has me a little concerned about tonight. He's not expecting 63 points combined from JK and Jimmy again.
My experience is that they probably won't combine for 63 tomorrow, but that other people will fill in some of those gaps. And every game is just different and unique. So you just kind of move forward and you look at, you know, where you can attack, what you can do better, and then different guys step up. But I'm very confident that both JK and Jimmy will play well, but to expect 63 points combined again is probably unrealistic.
And that was Steve Kerr talking to the media yesterday. Here's more from Steve, Joe, talking about Jimmy wanting to play all 48 minutes.
He wants 48. I mean, he begs for 48, you know, basically. I mean, not explicitly, but he's constantly looking at me. If he's on the bench, you know, trying to make eye contact to go back in. He's such a gamer, such an incredible competitor. So I probably have to protect him from himself a little bit.
He's got to protect him from himself. But tonight,
what was his last basket made in this game? I'm just looking. He had a jumper. He hit the three-pointer with 8:50 to go.
I'm looking at it right now.
I see a lot of misses. I don't see any buckets for him with 7 minutes to go.
No, he had a cutting layup miss.
He was exhausted is what I'm getting at.
He had a bad turnover, 5:17 left, and that's kind of when the game flipped, right? That 6-minute mark.
If you were watching him, he was hunched
layup.
Over.
Yeah.
He was exhausted. They needed a third guy, and that's when Buddy, there was a 4-minute mark, 3-minute mark. Buddy just forced this high pick and roll three where he just so predictable with it. He was dribbling too much. You could see it coming.
After he made that second free throw to make it 82-77, that was the 8:16 mark. Did not score after that in the fourth quarter. Did not score the final 8 minutes. And you know what? I'm not going to sit here and crush the guy. He's the reason you were in the game. He was the reason that you had a chance to win it.
He's just tired. So to say he's going to play all 48, again, you need contributions from others. The third score is important. I think, is JK going to give you 30? Probably not. But he can get you around 20.
I mean, is that the question tonight? 888-957-9570. Same number, caller, text,
odds.
The Boxer and Gerson, worker injury attorney's text line. Who's that third person that needs to step up? We got Jimmy. We got JK. Who else is it going to be? Is it Draymond? Is it Buddy?
I think Trace needs to play more than 11 minutes.
Yeah. That's probably going to be baked into the equation. I love Kevon. It was a rough game, though.
Well, he played probably 5 or 6 minutes more than he should have because of the Dre fouling out. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, he had 4 offensive rebounds, and it felt like all 4 of them was on one possession.
He just had some bad fouls. He had one where the shot clock in the first half was winding down. Gobert is out on an island. It's like, oh, this is perfect. There's 1 second to go, and he sticks his hand out. It's like, you don't even need to stick your hand out. Kevon, you've been in the league forever. Let him shoot that. It's Gobert. And Gobert gets 2 free throws. And it was like a rip through almost. It was a bad foul.
Another bad foul from Buddy Hield late on Gobert when Gobert was just why do we need to shut? He's dunking. He's going to score the ball. I know he's a bad free throw shooter, Buddy. You were not stopping that dunk. Just get out of the way.
When he's within 2 or 3 feet, he's squared up to the hoop, you're in trouble.
You're not gonna block that guy.
Exactly.
You're just not. Not with the lack of size on this team. 888-957-9570. All right. We're halfway home here on a Monday. We got game 4 tonight. Warriors T-Wolves. Coverage of that starts at 6 with Warriors Live. 7:00 tip. We're going to be locked and loaded all day long right here on 95.7 The Game. And be listening in the next hour because you're going to have an opportunity to win a pair of tickets to next Wednesday's Chase Center game, the Golden State Valkyries. And who are they playing that game? I'm going to get into that. It's not the home opener, but hey, it's a Valkyries game. All right, next Wednesday, what's not to love? Give away a pair of tickets to that in the 8:00 hour. I heard what you said right there. Careful there, sir.
Well, there's a picture of knockout champion, 95.7 The Game Zone, Mark Grandy. I almost called him Mark Giddings.
You love doing that. Or Evan Grandy. You like doing
that
one.
I said, who could be the third scorer for the Warriors? And I was going to go into the YouTube.
You taking it right now? Thank you. Okay.
That's who. Okay. Right there, YouTube family. A picture of Mark Grandy with his arms up, Like, are you not entertained?
He's on the Chase Center floor. Look how happy he is. He saw where the camera
that
is, too.
To the third score.
He's looking right into the camera. Injury report, please. We're going to Mark Randy now. Good God.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson.
He's an Italian.
California's premier workers' compensation law firm. Helping injured workers get their lives back for over 4 years.
Game four, Grandy.
Herrera Encarnacion took one step closer to making his return for the Giants over the weekend. He began his rehab assignment with the AAA Sacramento RiverCats and went 2-for-3 with an RBI double on Saturday. He's expected to get a lot of time at first base during his rehab assignment. Encarnacion is working his way back from a left-hand fracture he sustained at the end of spring training. He is on track to return as soon as he is eligible, which is May 23rd. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. All right, game four tonight. What's the psyche, Dub Nation, heading into this game? How are we feeling? We confident? We nervous? We panicking? Jimmy Butler and Jonathan Kuminga combined for 63 points. Is that the formula for success going forward? Is it Jimmy and JK? Well, it's Spadoni, it's Shasky, it's the Morning Roast, and it's 95.7 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.